Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Noor Muhammad are the guest speakers for today's discussion. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Noor Muhammad, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, brother. Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the benefits of fasting, both spiritually and bodily speaking. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you. In the holy month of Ramadan, the Muslims are obliged to fast. And this fasting might, take long hours of hunger and thirst. So the first question is that, are there any benefits behind hunger and thirst? For example, for more than 12 hours during a day or not? What's your answer?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, when it comes to the benefits of fasting, we can categorize the benefits of it into two main categories. One is the spiritual benefits, and the other one is the bodily or physical benefits of fasting. Concerning the spiritual benefits, I can mention these few important points here, that first of all, it increases taqwa or God consciousness or mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is one of the most important objectives of fasting according to the Quranic and traditional, let's say, teachings and doctrines.
Yes.
The purification of the soul. Mm-hmm. This is another spiritual benefit of the holy month of Ramadan and fasting. And the other spiritual benefit is strengthening, and willpower and self-control. These are self-control is really, really important.
Yes.
That everybody can practice it in order to improve his personality. One of the thing is, or to attain more perfections and achievements in his life. The way to it is self-control.
Eyes, ears, tongue.
Exactly.
And this
exactly.
is not limited only to before iftar. I mean, after iftar.
After iftar as
the
well,
fasting
yeah.
continues somehow too. Okay.
Yes.
This
of
is
course.
A spiritual fasting goes on. That's right.
Yeah. For example, it can increase empathy and uh-huh. compassion. This is another very important improvement in the holy month of Ramadan, spiritual one, I mean. Forgiveness of sins, enhancing the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spiritual renewal. These are some of the, spiritual benefits of the fasting.
Yes.
But when it comes to the bodily benefits of fasting, the first and foremost one is detoxification and cleansing.
Yes.
In the holy month of Ramadan, when you fast, so fasting allows the digestive system to rest.
Yes.
Which helps detoxify the body.
Mm-hmm.
So it promotes the elimination of toxins
yes.
and waste products, improving overall health.
All right.
And also it improves also the digestive health. And also weight management is mm-hmm. another kind of benefit of fasting. And also balance your blood sugar levels.
Yes.
This is another bodily benefits.
Okay.
And improve your health, your heart health.
That's right.
And mental clarity, we can say cellular repair and longevity.
That's right.
These are many kind of physical and bodily benefits are there.
Okay. I'll have some questions about some of the benefits that you asked. I'll get back to you, Sheikh Noor Muhammad. So some people might say that the body system was created in a way that it must, for example, consume food or water. And we cannot keep the body hungry or thirsty for more than so and so hours. So why you as Muslims will fast during Ramadan? This is a kind of damage to your body rather than a benefit. What's your answer to that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think is physically speaking, it's very clear that the body needs to have some rest.
Okay.
Because after 1 year full eating
okay.
and drinking,
all right.
you need to give some rest for your stomach.
Yes.
I think every physician understands that and actually support this idea that after 1 year full eating and
yes.
drinking.
Yeah, ongoing process of eating and drinking,
exactly.
yes, and working out.
We need
the body.
To have the rest.
Yes.
To give a rest for your body, for the stomach. And to strengthen that. And actually, fasting is not, you know, it has some, you know, duration. Mm-hmm. But for example, in nights of the month of Ramadan, okay, in the time of iftar, you can again eat.
Yes. But you must not overeat.
Of course you can.
In order to compensate for what didn't you
eat. For example, in the time of dawn or sahar, you can eat.
Time.
You know, is a change of the time of eating.
Okay.
It is not absolute. It is not for entire day and night. For example,
a but again, we are drinking. Recommended to eat less, both as suhoor and
exactly.
iftar time. Okay.
Of course, we have a lot of recommendation. But I just want to answer that, you know, a question about the, for example, is it harmful for the body or not?
That's right.
You know, I want to say that it is very clearly, physically speaking, that fasting has a lot of benefits for the health of the body and the physics of human being.
All right.
For example, in the very famous narration from Noble Prophet Muhammad, "Sumu tasihhu," fast in order to have the healthier body.
Body.
You know.
That's right.
And many other narrations with regard to that, you know, it has a lot of benefit for the physics of the human being. Mm. Not only the physics, it has for the mental being of the human being.
All right.
For example, in one narration we have that, As-sawm wal-hajj taskinul qulub. Fasting and going to Hajj or pilgrimage to the Mecca, it has kind of serenity for your heart.
Yes.
Okay. So mentally speaking, because everybody looking for the serenity, everybody
tranquility and calmness. That's
and
right.
And peace. Everybody looking for peace.
Yes, peace of mind. That's right.
You know.
Okay.
If you want to get it, it's better for you to fast.
Fasting will bring you a kind of peace of mind.
Exactly.
That's right.
I want to say that you have the package of benefits for the mental being, for your spirituality, even for your physics.
Yes.
It has a lot of, you know, benefit for that.
All right. Okay, that's right.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Sheikh Rouhani, so Ramadan and fasting is the best chance for us in order to change some of our past behaviors, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
How do you think the modern man can change some of his behaviors through fasting? Or what specific behaviors can be changed with the help of fasting, Sheikh?
If you talk about some of the kind of behaviors, or bad habits.
Yeah, a specific behavior that can be changed through fasting.
Yeah. One of the things that from bodily perspective I can mention is the weight management. For example, fasting can help regulate calories intake and promote weight loss. So it encourages the body to burn stored fat for energy, which can lead to a kind of healthy body composition. So if you need to manage your weight, so you can change some of your habits in the holy month of Ramadan to have a better body, to have better health. This is one of the things that you can do. And the other one is that fasting can lower cholesterol levels, reduce blood pressure, and improve, let's say, your health. Reducing the risk of heart diseases or heart attack.
Okay.
So the holy month of Ramadan is a very golden opportunity that you should change some of the behaviors in terms of eating, drinking, sleeping, for example,
exercising,
all of these bad habits can be corrected in this holy month of, for example, Ramadan.
All right.
The other very good change that you can bring you in your, let's say, daily phase in life is to improve your sleep patterns.
All right.
For example, fasting, especially when combined with early suhoor and late night prayers, can help regulate sleep patterns and improve sleep quality. So this is, we usually, for example, may not be able to control it to bring about a better sleep pattern. But in the holy month of Ramadan, we can do it. But when it comes to the moral kind of habits, sometimes we have bad moral habits.
Yes.
I mean, for example, we do not control that much our tongue.
Yes.
We do not control that much our ears, listening to each and everything.
Especially with the cell phones in our hand.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, scrolling on the websites and the social media.
Yeah, we do not control that much our sight, seeing and watching each and everything.
Okay.
So in this holy month of Ramadan, it's a very good chance.
Yes.
To put more kind of limitations on our ears, on our tongue, on our eyes, to try
both
to control
before
them.
And after.
Of course, to control them. Because in the holy month of Ramadan, if you gossip, if you, for example, spread rumors, if you, for example, backbite, if lie, these things are really bad in this holy month.
Yes.
So, of course, at least try to control yourself in this holy month so that you would be able to do it in the rest of the months.
Yeah, this is important.
Yeah,
I mean, keeping the spirit of Ramadan after Ramadan is very much important, something which is forgotten. I mean, Eid al-Fitr is over here, and then we become the same person as before the holy month of Ramadan. Sheikh Nur Muhammad, how can we keep alive the spirit of Ramadan after the holy month of Ramadan? I mean, when is Ramadan is done? I mean, so can Ramadan and Ramadani program in our life become the fixed part of our life for the other months or not?
I think first of all we should appreciate. In the time of holy month of Ramadan, we should appreciate the Ramadan itself.
All right.
You know, I want to say that benefit the most from the moment and second of the holy month of Ramadan.
Okay.
It is very important. If you appreciate it, if you try to make the best out of Ramadan, try to always have attention toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it remain with you forever.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
But if we be ignorant, careless of the holy month of Ramadan, you know that unfortunately some people, they fast because it is obligation.
All right.
You know? And they do not enjoy fasting. You know, it's naturally it doesn't remain after Ramadan is over.
All right.
They feel kind of relief that it's Ramadan is over. It's very clear. Naturally, it doesn't remain with them. But if you appreciate, enjoy while you are fasting, while you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whispering to Him, you enjoy. You know, this whispering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it remain with you. Because your affection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your heart relations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it remain, you know.
Okay.
And because of that, we have haliddino illa al-hub. The core of religion is mahabbah, is attraction toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much. And the golden chances are given to us during the holy month of Ramadan. Layali al-Ghadr is one of them.
Exactly.
We can say the best time in order to hold the majalis, or we can say and attend the majalis, participate in the majalis and the gatherings in the mosque or masajid, you know, in order to find proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And collective reading of the Holy Quran, also helping out our brothers and sisters, you know,
very
the needy
important.
Ones.
Yeah, exactly.
One of their most recommended actions, you know, some people might not find the chance in order to help the brothers and sisters before Ramadan, but Ramadan is a good chance in order to get to them, help them, both the relatives and the neighbors, especially taking care of the neighbors.
Especially the oppressed Palestinian people.
Yes,
and
this
the
year
Lebanese.
The oppressed Palestinians and helping the oppressed all across the world. Thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the benefits of fasting spiritually and bodily speaking. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.